How to minister with truth, without harshness and compassion, without confusion. How can a Christian leader minister faithfully when someone is wrestling with identity, gender, the body, sexuality, technology, or the longing to become something new? Begin with this conviction. Every person is an image bearer. No person is merely an ideology, a label, a controversy, or a ministry problem. Each person is a living soul before God. Then remember this second conviction. Christian truth is not cruelty. God created human beings with embodied meaning. The body is not accidental. Male and female are not disposable categories. The incarnation of Jesus Christ shows that the body matters. The resurrection of Jesus Christ shows that the body's future is not escape, but redemption. So the Christian leader must hold together compassion and clarity. Compassion without truth becomes confusion. Truth without compassion becomes harshness. Faithful ministry needs both. A helpful conversation may begin with careful listening. Ask, when did this question about identity become important to you? Or, how has this affected your relationship with God? Or, what has been painful in your experience with Christians? Or, what kind of support are you hoping for from me in this conversation? These questions do not surrender Christian conviction. They slow the conversation down so ministry can happen. Then, when invited, build a gospel bridge. Many people in these conversations are longing for wholeness, belonging, safety, freedom, and love. The gospel speaks to each of these longings. In Christ, we are not self-created. We are created, we are not beyond repair. We are redeemable. We are not saved by perfect self-expression. We are saved by grace. We are not called to despise the body. We are called to honor God with the body. We are not promised escape from creaturely limits. We are promised resurrection life. Christian leaders should also know when to refer. If someone is in crisis, facing abuse, expressing self-harm, being coerced, experiencing severe distress, or needing medical, legal, or counseling care, do not try to handle it alone. Stay within your role. Involve appropriate support according to ministry policy, local law, and safety wisdom. The goal is not to win an argument. The goal is faithful witness. Listen deeply, discern the altar, protect dignity, stay clear, stay kind, pray by permission, use scripture with care, keep Christ central. The hope of the gospel is not that we invent ourselves successfully. The hope of the gospel is that Jesus Christ restores us fully. In Him, our identity, body, story, calling, and future are gathered under grace and brought toward resurrection hope.